Pinocchio Hills Education Project President Frank Kane of Herbster guesses he's visited 30 places over the state over the past 2 years, from West Bend to La Crosse to Stevens Point.
The first time I was in Stevens Point, we had 15 people show up at the library. In the middle of a snowstorm, 4 or 5 months later, said, well, I suppose we should get over to the Dreyfus Center and see, you know, if those 15 people showed up. The place was packed, standing room only.
The Klein Group's Gogebic Taconite wants to build a $1.5 billion open-pit iron ore mine in the Pinocchio Hills of Ashland and Iron Counties. Government Accountability Board records show GTAC spent $200,000 in lobbying in 2011, and pro-mining business group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce spent $440,000. Pinocchio Hills Education Project, zero.
Money isn't going to help us win this struggle because we can't outspend Chris Klein. We can't craft messages as well as manufacturers and commerce. So it's tank of gas and a box of crackers and you're on the way. That's the way it should be.
Kane's message is that no mine can be built in the Pinokies without polluting the air and water of the Bad River Tribe and Lake Superior watershed.
What we're talking about is a massive project that's going to affect northern Wisconsin forever. It's a human rights issue.
Next stop, Bad River officials will discuss mining at the Congregation of the Great Spirit Church Tuesday in Milwaukee. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.